Hey, guess what's happening on this week's episode of the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with your friend and host, Oscar Camejo.
Oscar, what did you do to lose over 80 pounds and reverse type 2 diabetes? This is a question I get a lot, whether it's on TikTok, on social media, or people I meet in person for the first time, or even friends that I know. They ask the same common question. So I figured, you know what, why not do a quick episode to talk about what actually did I do to lose 80 pounds, over 80 pounds, and reverse type 2 diabetes. Now listen, whether you have diabetes, pre-diabetes, or maybe you know someone who has these conditions, trust me, you can benefit from it. Because listen, all of us want to live healthy lifestyles. So in this week's episode, I'm going to share with you my answer to how I lost over 80 pounds. See, it's not just about me and what I achieved, but what can be done in your life as well. Because listen, you may want to live a healthy lifestyle, you're looking to lose weight, and you're having some challenges. So this week, I want to share with you some practical ways to get started losing weight and making healthier food choices. Because it's important, folks. I'm going to share my ups and downs and what I did to press on, even in those times when it was very difficult. So stick around to hear this week's episode, the 21-day challenge to jumpstart your way to a healthy lifestyle of better health. Let's go. Welcome to the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Oscar Camejo, helping diabetics make lifestyle changes to reverse type 2 diabetes. You know, recently I received a comment from one of my TikTok followers who came across one of my videos. She wrote, her name is Kay, by the way. She said, "I'm working on beating diabetes too. I take meds now, but want to stop taking them completely. I'm exercising 2 to 3 times a week and no carbs after 9 p.m. How can I lose more weight?" Well, first of all, thank you, Kay. That's an excellent question. And also, thank you to all of my listeners on social media and various other platforms. You're listening from all across the U.S. and in other countries. I really appreciate you all for tuning in and rating the show, sending in your comments and so forth. So, Kay, shout out to you for leaving this comment and question. I appreciate it. So in this episode, I want to dig into Kay's question, which is a common question, as I mentioned before. People want to know, how do I lose weight? How do I jumpstart this weight loss? Well, first of all, let me say this. It's really important to know and have a why. Like, why is it that we want to lose weight? Why is it that we want to be healthy? You know, for some people, it may be, hey, I want to make sure I don't ever catch or develop pre-diabetes or type 2 diabetes or develop a heart condition. I don't want to have a stroke. I don't want to deal with hypertension and all this other stuff. So for me, it may be more preventative. You know, for somebody else, it may be, hey, listen, I need to lose weight because I do have pre-diabetes and I don't want it to develop into type 2 diabetes. My doctor said I'm at risk of other health conditions and I want to start taking things seriously. So what do I need to do? You know, others may be in a situation where they do have type 2 diabetes and they just have no clue. They may have just recently learned that they have type 2 diabetes and they just don't know what to do. So I'm glad that you've tuned in to this week's episode because I want to do my best to share with you some practical steps as to what I did. Now, listen, I don't have a one-step formula or 10-step process to do X, Y, Z, and it's just going to magically happen in your life. For me, it really took a commitment to be consistent with turning my life around. Because listen, when I was 268 pounds, folks, and I first learned that I had type 2 diabetes, it was scary. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know that much about diabetes. All I had was a frame of reference that either you could die from it or lose limbs. And so I, unfortunately, you know, was struggling to find information. I didn't know about any podcasts. I didn't know about any literature. And I was just grasping at a whole bunch of things. But eventually I put into practice some practical things that really helped to change my life around, change my habits and so forth. And so that's why I started this podcast. That's why I started publishing content on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook, because, you know, I want to help save lives and save limbs. So in this week's episode, let's jump into it. Let's go. So for the next 21 days, I want to issue a challenge to you. And I know you've probably done a challenge before, a detox challenge and so forth. So this is my version of a 21-day challenge that I think is very practical. I think it's doable because I don't believe in complicated processes and all these complex ways to lose weight. I never went on a diet. I never did a diet program. I didn't count calories. I didn't count carbs. You know, I didn't hire a personal trainer. I didn't do any of that. Now, I'm not saying not to do it, not to do those things. But for me personally, I needed to do something that was going to be sustainable that I can personally maintain and do for long-term benefits. So here it goes. Now, they say that it takes 21 days to develop a habit, at least 21 days. For some, it may take longer than 21 days, while others can develop healthy habits in less time. And of course, the goal is to be committed and to be consistent. Because, you know, without a commitment, without that mind frame of commitment, to be consistent is going to be hard. It's going to be very, very hard. And I know some of you all, maybe this is your second or third time around trying to lose weight and you've tried all kinds of things. Maybe you're considering surgery, you know, gastric bypass surgery and some of these other weight loss surgeries and so forth. I'm not against those things. I didn't go through any surgery myself. I just went through the old fashioned hard way of just putting in the work. And yes, it was hard, but I was committed to doing it because I wanted to see lasting results. Now, again, if you decide to do surgery or your loved one is considering doing surgery, you know, that is a personal decision. My goal is to help you live a healthy lifestyle long term. So beyond the surgery and even beyond losing weight, what are you going to do to maintain this lifestyle? And that's what this podcast, this is what my program, if you will, is all about. It's about developing habits that can turn into a lifestyle of healthy living. So for this 21-day challenge, let's start with day zero. Day zero is very important. That's that commitment phase. That's that thinking through the whole process and like really making that decision, the important decision to move forward and develop a healthy lifestyle. So day zero, it starts with a personal assessment. So again, this is day zero, that personal assessment. It's being conscious and being honest about your current lifestyle. I'm talking about how you eat, your nutrition, your exercise, and your sleep, those main categories. You know, and you may wonder, okay, well, why is taking a personal assessment that important? You know, when I meet with someone who comes to me and says, hey, Oscar, I want to turn my life around. How do I get started? I take them through this same process. Is day zero, is that personal, honest, and conscious self-assessment of their current lifestyle. Because, you know, it's like going to a mall. If you're trying to find a specific store, department store, you go through one entrance and there's a map. There's typically a map at the mall. And that map shows you where you are. It says you are here. So that's a frame of reference. So knowing where you are will help you to determine where you need to go. How long or how short the walk would be will determine on where you are and the distance away from your ultimate goal, which is that store or whatnot. The same is true when it comes to your health. You know, you may be like I was, 268 pounds. You know, never once did I say, hey, I want to be at 186 pounds or 185 pounds. For me, I was just like, I just want to lose weight, you know, and I didn't know what losing weight actually looked like. You know, I had to later on, I had to envision what that actually looked like and the type of body type I wanted. I knew I wanted to be athletic. You know, my why was, hey, I want to be more athletic. I want to move better. I want to breathe better. I want to get rid of this inflammation in my knees and my ankles, my joints, you know, back pain, all this other stuff that I was dealing with. So I had to do a personal assessment, like what was going on in my life? What was I doing that was contributing to poor health? So I want to encourage you to do the same thing. Know where you are so that you can know where you need to go and what it's going to take for you to get there. You know where you are and what specific changes need to be made. That's going to be important. And so I want you to get a journal. It may be a notepad or some special journal, whatever. It doesn't matter. It could be your phone, your note journal on your phone is as an app. It doesn't matter. The point is you need to journal where you currently are. I want you to document where you are on day zero. Now, for some of you, because you're busy, you know, day zero may be done over a couple of days where you have to sit down and really take time to think. So I want you to cut out television. I want you to cut out being on social media for a minute on your day zero so you can do a personal assessment. And here are the list of things that I want you to assess about yourself. Now, no excuses. I don't want to hear any excuses. I don't want you to think about, okay, well, maybe this and maybe that. And I want you to be tough on yourself here, not in a negative way, but I want you to be honest. Okay, so this is what I want you to start writing down and taking a note of. Number one, or the first one is, do you consume sugary drinks? If so, how often? That includes sodas, fruit juices, sports drinks, energy drinks, sugared coffee or coffee flavored with, you know, sweeteners and so forth, flavored iced coffees, your lemonades, your sweet teas and so forth. So again, do you consume sugary drinks and how often? Are you consuming them daily? If so, how much? Weekly? Are you consuming them monthly? So forth. Write that down. That's very important. And you may have to list those out. You know, how much soda are you drinking? How much fruit juices are you drinking? Sports drinks and so forth. If it's hard for you to even know how much soda you drank yesterday or this past week, then this is a good place to start. At least start tracking it, okay? Next one, do you eat sugary foods? If so, how often? Sugary foods could include candy, pastries, donuts, cakes, pies, cookies, breakfast cereal bars, and so forth. Same thing with even certain cereals that are really sugary, like your Frosted Flakes, your Captain Crunch, and some of these other sugar bomb cereals. All right, next, do you eat snack foods? If so, how often? I'm talking about chips, nuts, snack bars, pretzels, dried fruit foods, gummy bears. Oh my gosh, I used to eat gummy bears all the time, y'all. yeah, crackers, popcorn, you know, even those quote unquote healthy popcorn. So again, how often do you eat snack foods? If so, which ones and so forth? Next, how often do you eat fried food? I mean, fried chicken, fried fish, French fries, you get the point. So again, how often are you eating fried foods? How often do you eat fast food? You know, obviously what I mean by fast food, basically eating out a lot. How often are you doing that? Is it 3 times a week, 3 times a day, 1 a week? You need to write down a number. How many times are you eating fast food? I could tell you, I used to eat fast food 3 times a day, probably like 3 to 5 times a week. It was crazy. I ate fast food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner most days. That was crazy. For real, for real. Next, how often do you eat bread and bread products? I'm talking about things like your white or whole wheat breads, pizza, you know, your bread products. You know, recently I realized that it's been 2 years since I've had pizza. I'm proud of myself because I used to overindulge in pizza big time. Maybe I need to do a whole episode on just pizza. In any case, so how often do you eat bread and bread products? Next thing, how often are you eating pasta? Is it once a week? Is it twice a week? How often? Next, how often do you eat rice? Man, I'm Caribbean. I have a Caribbean background, and rice was just a staple of the Caribbean homemade food. So you can imagine. Next thing, next category. How often do you eat potatoes and potato products? That's big too. You know, I can go on and on about potatoes. So write that down. Next thing to write down, how often are you drinking water? Straight up water. That's right. How often are you drinking water? If you were like me when I started my journey, I probably was drinking water a couple times a week. Or if I was really thirsty, I mean, I had no clue. I just was not drinking a lot of water. So write down how much water are you drinking? You know, you may not know by the ounce and stuff like that. I'm just talking about how often are you drinking water, period. You know, once a day, several times throughout the day, you always drink water. You know, what does that quantify? You know, put it down. You know, whatever that number is for you. Next, how often do you eat fresh vegetables, whether cooked or raw or a combination of both? So again, fresh vegetables, not stuff that's in a can on the shelf. I'm talking about actually going and picking fresh vegetables from the produce section. I am not talking about frozen vegetables, right? I'm talking about fresh vegetables. And don't think that I have something wrong. I have a problem with frozen vegetables. I'm just trying to get you to think about how often you're actually eating fresh vegetables, okay? How often do you eat fresh whole fruit? Again, I'm not talking about fruit in a can, not those little fruit cups, you know. And for my smart aleck friends out there, I'm not talking about fruit gummies. I'm talking about actual whole fruit, a whole apple, a whole orange, bananas, strawberries, blueberries, you know, kiwi, mango, whatever. How often are you eating whole fruit? So you get the point. Next thing is sleep. This is very big. How much sleep do you get a night? Write that down. If you were like me, I used to get 4 hours of sleep consistently. No matter what was going on, whether I was working or not, I was getting roughly 4 hours of sleep at night, which was not healthy or beneficial for me. Exercise. How often do you exercise, if at all? If you're not exercising now, not shaming you, just put it down. You just want to know where you are. Another question on the exercise is, are you following a specific exercise program or regimen? You want to write that down, okay? Next. Now, I mainly focus on health and nutrition. Well, specifically nutrition when it comes to food, you know, vitamins, minerals, and so forth. You know, I don't talk a lot about exercise, even though I exercise daily myself. Only because I just realized that for me, what got me to where I was 268 pounds, overweight, obese, and diagnosed with type 2 diabetes was not because I was not exercising. It was because I was overeating and I was eating foods that were harmful to my body. So I made a decision that the biggest change that I was going to make was weaning myself off of unhealthy foods and drinks, basically the things that I was putting in my body. Then it came to a point where I started doing things cold turkey. So with this 21-day challenge, you know, we just went over day zero. Your day zero is your self-assessment. Now we're going to go into what I call the weaning phase. So that's day one to day 10, right? That's your weaning phase. Now, for some people, this would be a piece of cake, no pun intended. For others, this may be a challenge, and it's supposed to be a challenge. It's supposed to challenge you to do better so you can live better and feel better and feel focused, fit, and alive every day. So for the next, let's say day one to day 10, I want you to limit your problem foods. Now, think back to those things that I was asking you to do an assessment of, you know, your fried foods, the sugary foods, the snack foods, the fast foods, all that stuff, the bread products. There was a reason why I was asking you to take an inventory of that. Now, looking at your list, what are your problem foods? Now, problem food for one person may not be a problem for someone else, but just in general, look at your list. I want you for day one through day 10 to wean yourself off of those problem foods. And the weaning would be limiting it to only, or limiting those foods to once a week. Again, that's your bread, pasta, rice, and potatoes, and including your problem drinks, if you will, those sugary drinks, those sports drinks, and so forth. So again, I want you to limit during this weaning phase for day one to day 10, wean yourself off by only consuming these things once a week, okay? So on your sheet of paper, write down day one to day 10 weaning phase once a week. And then you list, okay, what are those problem foods, right? Or your trouble foods, if you will. Again, you have your list, you know what they are. Now, there may be some things that I did not list, but you can, or mention, but you can put it on your list, okay? Same thing when it comes to fried foods, limit those to once a week. Aim to eat fast foods or eat out to just once a week. Next thing is start eating at least three servings of fresh vegetables and fruit a day. Okay, this is a part of the weaning phase, right? You want to start eliminating the not so good and start introducing the good or the healthy. Hopefully you get now the process of what we're working on, okay? If you're not a water drinker, I want you to start incorporating drinking water every day, right? Regardless, drink water every day. For me, it was a challenge. I had to add some like lemon juice, you know, fresh squeezed lemon juice to my water to give it some flavor. I had to sometimes cut up whole lemons and just put them in the water just to give it some flavor. Same thing with oranges, orange slices. Some people use blueberries and strawberries, or watermelon sometimes, but you get the point. Now, I'm not saying go and buy flavored water. I don't want you to do that. I would prefer that you get fresh water and add your flavoring to it, like your lemon juice, not lemonade, but lemon juice, your fruits in it, just to give it some flavor. Okay. Next thing I want you to do in this weaning phase, day one to day 10, is start cooking at home at least three times a week. I believe you can do it. Listen, if I could do it, you can too. You know, for me, I bought an air fryer because I'm like, you know what? I love cooking, but I don't want to spend hours and hours and hours in the kitchen. Well, you know what? When I bought an air fryer, that was like the best thing I could have done. I was able to cook food faster, you know, in less time, you know, doing more salmon. Even if I did chicken or beef, I mean, it just really cut down the amount of time it took for me to eat. Now, I'm not going to give you any specific menus and recipes in this podcast. I mean, there's a whole bunch of cookbooks out there, things online that you can look up when it comes to cooking in the air fryer. But the point is, I want you to start cooking more at home and eating out less. Okay. The next thing is I want you to get at least 5 to 6 hours of sleep at night. Now, This is if you're having problem getting that amount of sleep, I want you to work on getting 5 to 6 hours of sleep at night. If you're already getting 5 or 6 hours, you know, look at doing, you know, 6 to 7 hours, add an extra hour of sleep. Now, for me, that meant I had to cut off the television earlier during the week and say, okay, I'm going to start getting to bed at 11 o'clock. Then when that became a habit, I start cutting it back down to 10 o'clock. And for me, I personally chose to stop watching television during the week because I realized I was watching too much television. You know, the Netflix series, folks, that stuff can wait. It can wait till the weekend. You don't have to be up on everything. You don't have to watch the daily news till 11, 12 o'clock at night. And then it starts, you know, overloading your senses and you're having a hard time to sleeping and all that stuff. So that's what I did. I just cut out watching TV during the week. So consider doing that as well to help you to get better sleep. The other thing I personally recommend that you do is not eat sugary foods late at night, period. You know, because that just kind of messes with your metabolism. It gets you riled up without you even realizing it. And you're getting up in the middle of the night and you're starting to snack and all this other stuff. So again, through this weaning phase, day 1 through day 10, I'm repeating it again so it can stick. Work on getting at least 5 to 6 hours or more of sleep per night, not just the weekends. Okay. Now let's go into the next phase, which is what I call cold turkey phase. Now write down on your, in your journal, day 11 through 21. This is where you start cutting out those actual foods. Now, remember, you went to once a week with those problem foods and drink. Now we're going into that phase where you're not touching any of that stuff at all for, you know, day 11 through day 21. Again, same as you did before. It could be the breads, the rice, the pasta, potatoes, sugary drinks, cakes, cookies, pies, etc. Same thing. No fried foods. No fast food. That's right. No fast food. If you're going to eat out at a restaurant, you know, I would say do it once a week, but still stick to the challenge, right? That doesn't mean you go all out on the weekend and just eat whatever you want. Remember, this is your cold turkey phase. You should be at this point where your body is getting used to not having those sugary foods, those high processed foods, and so forth. Next, I want you to start eating 5 servings of fresh fruits and vegetables a day. Now, you've upped it from before. Remember that weaning phase was 3 servings. Now, I want you to do 5 servings of fresh fruits and vegetables a day. So a serving could be, you know, 1 apple or 1 kiwi. That's a whole fruit, you know, and do a 5 servings of whole fruit, 5 servings of vegetables, basically getting and incorporating more fruits and vegetables in your lifestyle of eating. Next, drink plenty of water every day. Same thing. Wherever you started from with before, I want you to increase your intake of water. Now, some people may say you should drink 1/2 of your body weight in ounces when it comes to water. Listen, do whatever you need to do to incorporate more water in your diet, in your lifestyle. Plain and simple. Water is going to help you to lubricate your joints, you know, hydrate you, and also curb hunger. So increase your water intake. I purchased a bottle that had markings on it, like time markings, starting at 9 a.m. on one side, like 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on one side. Then on the other side, it was like 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. So for each hour, I would drink 8 ounces of water. So for each line, I just had to drink up to the line. No brainer. I love that bottle. I carry it with me every day, whether I'm going to work or just out and about. It helps me to stay on track. It's a no brainer. The next thing is cooking at least 5 times a week. Folks, I tell you, I love it. I love cooking. I cook out more now than I eat out. And I love it. I just, you know, some days I may just cook only vegetables at night. Some days I may do like salmon and vegetables, but every night I'm pretty much cooking. You know, if I'm not cooking at night, it's because I'm at an event or I'm covering, you know, certain things for work or just, you know, what have you. Or I may just decide if I'm not going to cook, I may do a smoothie. It just really depends. But the bottom line is to cook out at, to cook at home at least 5 times a week. Right now, you may say, well, Oscar, I don't have that much time to cook. Well, you know, some people do meal prep where they do all their cooking, if you will, on Sunday. So do whatever you can. The main thing is eating at home, cooked food at home at least 5 times a week. You get my point. I make my own salads every day. That may be something that some people want to do where you have some tuna with your salad. Instead of having, you know, high sugary foods and breads and all that stuff, you know, you want to give yourself and your body a fighting chance because you want to prevent diabetes. You want to prevent certain diseases. You want to prevent certain illnesses. You want to build your immune system. But you got to start giving your body what it actually needs, not what it craves. Okay. So hopefully you get an understanding or I've given you an understanding of what I mean by the cold turkey phase. And the last area is getting at least 6 to 8 hours of sleep at night. So this is very important. You know, your body needs to go into repair mode every night and recovery mode. So if you don't give it enough time to repair and recover, you're going to be more prone to sickness and illnesses and so forth. So you get my point. Okay. So again, this was the cold turkey phase, day 11 through 21. Now, folks, as I wrap up, I want to share with you overall the things that I did that helped me to stay on task with weaning myself off of foods and drinks and a lifestyle that was unhealthy that helped me to go cold turkey and so forth. So again, along with what I've shared with you so far, I want you to take these recommendations. Okay. Number one, take your health seriously. Don't skimp when it comes to your health, because we have one life to live, so let's live it to the fullest. Number two, I want you to change the way you eat every day. You know, that is the lifestyle that you're working towards. It's about changing. This whole 21-day challenge is about changing the way you eat every day. Number three, again, drinking more water and eliminating sugary drinks. It's important, folks. Trust me. Number four, I want you to make exercise a lifestyle and not a short-term fix, which goes back to the why. You know, why do you want to lose 30 pounds? Why do you want to lose the excess weight? What is your why? It has to be because, or it should be because you want to live healthy, not just so you can fit into a dress that you're or outfit that you're only going to wear once to your class reunion. It has to be a lifestyle. Or it should be a lifestyle and not a short-term fix. Number five, I want you to change your relationship with food. A lot of us, we turn to comfort food because it makes us feel good. We may be going through stuff, a stressful time in our life. Our relationship with food is such that we turn to food to find happiness. And, you know, we should enjoy food. You know, this stuff about cutting certain foods, cold turkey and weaning yourself off is not so that you can stop enjoying food. It's just so that you can make healthier choices among the food that you do like. So number six, I want you to trust the process, even when it doesn't seem like you're getting any results. You have to trust the process. You have to keep it going. Don't cut out or stop midway thinking, oh, well, man, I'm not seeing any results, so it must not be working. Well, you got to finish the process, folks. Make it to the end, because after 21 days, I guarantee you, if you have built a consistency, if you've been consistent with it, you will see results. I promise you. you will see results. Now, does that mean you're going to lose 50 pounds in 21 days? No, that may not be realistic, folks, but you are going to start seeing results. You know, you are going to start feeling better. Trust me. And the 21-day challenge is just to jumpstart your way to a healthy lifestyle. So let's get going. Okay. Number 7, I want you to continue to learn the benefits of losing weight. You know, why carry excess weight if you don't have to? Okay. The more weight you carry, the more at risk you'll be for, could be more at risk for certain other diseases other than diabetes. You know, there's heart issues, you know, heart disease, high cholesterol, and so forth. So just keep that in mind. Number 8, I don't want you to compare your progress to anyone else's results. Whether you're going to the gym or you're going out with friends and you're seeing other people who are making progress and so forth, and you're looking at yourself and you're comparing your progress with their results. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Just focus on you, because what's important is you turning your life around and making the necessary changes for your health long term. And number 9, I want you to make yourself accountable to yourself. Now, you may be like, well, what does that mean? Folks, I had to look in the mirror and tell myself, Oscar, you have to change. You have to do whatever you need to change. And I started holding Oscar accountable. And of course, you know, I would turn to other people, let them know what I was working on. But at the end of the day, I had to look at the person in the mirror and say, hey, bro, you got to change, man. If you don't like what the scale says, you don't like how your stomach is looking, your stomach is poking out, well, there's a way, there's a reason why you got to that point, and there's a reason and a method for you to get out of it. So, and live healthy, you just got to put your mind to it. You have to do what you need to do. You have to develop the good habits. You can't wish the excess fat away. You got to put in the work. So I'm glad I became accountable to myself. So I'm asking you to take accountability and be accountable to yourself. Be honest with yourself. If you have to write out a personal contract with yourself and read it out loud, record it on a recorder or something, just do it. Sign the contract with yourself. Have it posted up on your mirror. You know, look at it daily. Because at the end of the day, folks, I don't want you to give up, cave in, and quit. And sometimes the negative self-talk is what gets us in trouble. That's why we should have more positive self-talk, okay? It's going to be very, very important. Last thing, I don't know what your belief systems are, what your spiritual belief systems are, but I am a Christian, and I'm not trying to push my religion or faith onto anybody, but at the end of the day, I had to trust God. And I do believe in God. I believe in his son, Jesus Christ. And I have no qualms about saying that. I believe what the Bible says, because the Bible talks not only about our spiritual health, but also about our physical health. And I just trust God with my life. I trust God with my direction. And I believe I am alive today to tell you all about how I was able to lose over 80 pounds and reverse type 2 diabetes because I ended up trusting God with my life and to get directions and so forth. So this is how I started, folks. There's so much more ongoing work to maintaining a healthy lifestyle. It starts with the mind. It starts with your will. It starts with your emotions. And you have to have faith in yourself, but I definitely want you to have faith in God. Have faith in the process. Have faith that you can get it done. Okay? All right, folks. So that was it. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Oscar Camejo. Thank you again for listening. Be sure to rate this podcast. Tell your friends and family about this podcast. Tell them about a guy named Oscar down in Atlanta, Georgia, who's encouraging folks to make lifestyle changes to reverse type 2 diabetes. As always, stay focused, keep moving, never go back, leap forward, bounce back because you can, my friend. If I can, you can too. And above all else, yes, I'm going to keep saying it. Trust God. I believe in you. You got this. Be sure to visit the website at www.beatingdiabeteslifestyle.com for access to free resources and other information that will help you along your journey. If you would like to submit a question or a comment about the show or to learn more about the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle, you can always email me at hello@beatingdiabeteslifestyle.com. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to this podcast.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with Oscar Camejo. We hope you enjoyed this episode. As a reminder, this podcast is intended for motivational and educational purposes only. It is not a substitute for professional care by a physician or other healthcare professional or qualified fitness instructor. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or professional advice or services. If you're looking for help on your journey, seek a qualified medical practitioner. It's important that you utilize someone who is a trained, licensed healthcare professional who can help you on your journey toward good health.